This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
He's Brandon Scott. I'm Patrick Creighton. We're in for John Reg in the Loop. And earlier you heard us with the breaking news about 11 o'clock this morning. The Houston Astros got themselves the best available starting pitcher on the free agent market, not named Framber Valdez. Tatsuya Imai, the Japanese star pitcher, is now a Houston Astro, a 3-year deal with opt-outs after each year, potential value of $63 million, breaks down about $21 million AAV. That includes, what we had seen earlier, $18 million base salary and performance incentives at 80, 90, and 100 innings pitched to bump them up to as much as $21 million per year. This is a guy who throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, which was number one in Japan, and that's average fastball, not max velocity. That's his average fastball. Number one in strikeout rate, almost 28%. Tied for third in chase rate, over 30, almost 32.5%. Number one in whiff rate, 32%. This guy has stuff. And while he's obviously never had to throw 200 innings, in the last, let's say since 2021, he has thrown 163, 158, 173, and 163. And that's obviously over fewer starts. 26 starts, 25 starts, 24 starts. Guy who posted a 192 ERA and an 089 whip. I mean, those are serious, serious freaking numbers. This guy, and now coming to the Astros pitching machine, where we can only assume things are going to get better, because that's kind of what happens here.
Yeah, it would be odd if they didn't, right? It would be odd. It would make you wonder more so, hey, what's wrong with Buddy? What's wrong with old dude? To where the Astros pitching pixie dust that they sprinkle on pitchers doesn't work on him. I'm just going to assume, and you can call it hopium if you want, but I'm just going to assume that he's going to be even better now that he has the Astros' influence in his life.
Yeah, they get these guys in the lab over at at Daikin Park, and all of a sudden they're stronger, they're faster, they throw harder, they throw with a more pinpoint command. It's just what happens in the Astro lab.
One thing about the Astros that is just unassailable: their ability to work with pitchers. It is tried and true. So I'm encouraged by this and very much looking forward to watching him in an Astros uniform.
All right, let's go out to the phone, 713-572-4610, and get to Scott in Clear Lake. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Pat. Yeah, was I the one that broke that one to you?
You were the second person to send me the, although you were the one to break the dollars. So on the phone with us right now is actually our analytics expert at the Crawfish Boxes. This is Scott Barzilla. Scott has published 4 books on baseball.
Yes.
4 books on baseball, has actually created, a new stat in baseball, called bases per out, which is a tremendous stat. Something that, as I've learned what it is and how to use it, way better than war. Way better than war. Much more fun, too, and can be used for both hitters and pitchers. So Scott dives into the numbers with us on the Crawfish Boxes. You see his series called In the Lab at the Crawfish Boxes. You always want to read those. Every time you do, you're going to be smarter. Scott, yeah, so let's talk about Tatsuya Imai and the Astros' new pitcher here.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So, you know, the first thing I want to do is I caution people that usually with these Japanese imports, they don't come in, they're not 200 inning pitchers, particularly to start off with. These are guys, you know, they usually are maybe pitching one day a week. So the Astros probably will be employing a 6-man rotation, I would think, with him in the fold. So if you're expecting Framber Valdez, that's not who you're getting. But, you know, when you add in a Mike Burrows, you add in a Ryan Weiss and, you know, Christian Javier coming back, you know, you might be better overall than you were last year.
No, 100% agree on that with the 6-man rotation, something we touched on earlier. They're probably going to pitch once a week. And look, we've seen when they go to the 6-man, for the most part, all their guys pitch better. And they have now, with the addition of Imai and the addition of Ryan Weiss and Burrows, they've now got starting pitching depth, which coming into the offseason they had none of because they had burned through all of it 6 times last year. Now you have not only the kind of depth where you can have a 6-man rotation, have 1 or 2 swing guys in the bullpen, and still have guys at the minor league level. So this is 100%. I think that's it's a 6-man rotation. And yeah, because in Japan, these guys, they only pitch once a week. So you want your guy to be able to pitch at his optimum capacity. So I think that is spot on with you.
I think it does, you know, it creates some questions. You mentioned, you know, that they have quite a bit of depth. So it's going to be a question of what they're going to do with that depth. And the other thing is Dana Brown has mentioned that he's still looking for a backup catcher. He mentioned the bullpen, although this might ease the bullpen because, you know, I had penciled in AJ Blueball in the rotation before this move. You know, he might become your 7th inning guy, you know, after this is all said and done. And that's, you know, that's definitely a boon if he pitches like he did at the end of last season, you know, there at the end of the bullpen. But, you know, this pretty much bumps you up against the tax. So it's going to be interesting to see where they get those available funds, you know, to get that backup catcher, if that's what they're still looking for.
Oh, listen, you know me. I am all about bleep that tax.
Yeah, Scott, tell us a little bit about his stuff and what Astros fans can expect to watch when they watch him, and how it might also impact their overall defense.
Well, I mean, I think Patrick mentioned the stuff. I mean, when you throw, the average major league fastball is 93. So anytime you come in above that, I mean, that's, and obviously we would need to see how the fastball looks, because, you know, guys like Christian Javier, for instance, have that fastball that seems to be harder to get a handle on, even if the velocity's necessarily not up there. So it's going to be interesting to see how the fastball looks, for the big league hitters. The one thing I would point out for you guys is, Steamer projected him at a 4.29 ERA this year. But that's before he gets into the Astros lab. I mean, they didn't, project where he was going to land. So, we're not going to get a 2 ERA kind of pitcher. I don't think that's realistic. However, could you get a guy in the mid-threes? And if he's in the mid-threes, I mean, that's a solid number two starter that you were really looking for, when Framber Valdez was going out of town.
Yeah, we're talking with Scott Barzilla. He is our analytics expert at the Crawfish Boxes. And, Scott, like, kind of like what you're talking about, if you guys got a mid three ERA with his whiff rate and chase rate, and this guy has an absolutely filthy splitter that is, I mean, borderline illegal. This thing is so nasty. This guy has stuff. You're talking about this fastball. This guy has legit major league stuff, and we have seen that the Astros, when they get guys with this kind of stuff and they get them in their lab, as you say, it's they turn these guys into like star pitchers. So while I agree with you that I don't want to get into, the whole magical thinking part of, hey, he's going to come here, he's going to have a 190 ERA, he's going to win a Cy Young. But if you say, all right, this is a guy that, maybe could have a 4.25 ERA, but with the Astros, it might be 3.25, 3.5, and he looks like a legit number two instead of a 3.4. I think that's spot on for what the Astros are looking for. I think he absolutely fills a need. And I think this is a phenomenal job by Dana Brown. And I'm going to say Jim Crane, because I know that they didn't hand out a contract like this without Jim Crane being involved. But taking advantage of an opportunity in the market where there is a soft spot, for players coming in from overseas, and you just saw it with Munetaka Murakami taking a short or discount type deal with the Chicago White Sox, that it was looking like this could happen again with Ime. And it was one of the things that was in the Crawfish Boil yesterday was, could the Astros be a stalking horse on Ime with the way his market is shaping out? And sure enough, today, Dana Brown capitalizes, swings the big hammer, and the Astros have now gone from a team that is had a questionable rotation to being a team with what looks like a pretty solid rotation.
Yeah, and I think the exciting thing is what you mentioned. When you looked at the market, you had guys like Ranger Suarez who are still out there and people like that, and you kind of know what you're getting from those guys. You're getting, maybe a 3.5, 4. Some people were penciling in Justin Verlander in the rotation, as exciting, as it would be in a PR sense. Neither of those guys have the ceiling that this guy has. And, he might have a lower floor than they do, because you never know how imports are going to look. The ceiling is what's exciting here.
Scott Barzilla, he is our analytics expert at the Crawfish Boxes, crawfishboxes.com. Check out his work. It's called In the Lab. Also has the latest on Tatsuya Ime, the Astros' new pitcher signed today. Ime joining the Astros today on a 3-year deal with opt-outs to a value of potentially $63 million. Scott, appreciate your time, brother. Thank you for taking the time to call in, and we'll catch up with you soon, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, he's Scott Barzilla of the Crawfish Boxes with us here on the guest line with the latest on the Astros' new pitcher, Tatsuya Ime, considered to be, if not the best pitcher on the market, maybe the best pitcher on the market, not named Framber Valdez. And he is now a member of the Houston Astros. We'll get more into it next. 713-572-4610. You want to get in on the discussion about the Astros and their new pitcher. He's Brandon Scott. I'm Patrick Creighton, in for John and Rich. In the Loop.
Live from the Mokera.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.